Welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers. This is your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth, and have we got a show for you. Now, Pamela Ostley is with us today. She's the author of many books I'm going to ask her to talk about. She has appeared on ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, Fox, The Dr. Oz Show, The View, The Ricky Lake Show, Coast to Coast with George Norrie, Hallmark's Better TV, Guyam TV with Lisa Garr, and so many other television and radio shows. She's also been featured in National Magazine. Sorry about that. Now, Pam has written four successful popular books, Life Colors, Love Colors, Infinite You, and Make Your Dreams Come True, and has a very extensive clientele, including many celebrities. She's spoken at TEDx Talks in 2012, the International Forum on New Science, to Fortune 500 companies, and many seminars for professionals in the psychology, education, health fields, and more. Now, she's the founder of AuraColors.com. That's A-U-R-A Colors.com, a site designed to help you create success, joy, and fulfillment in every area of your life. She's also developed LoveColors.com, and this site's designed to help you find love and friendships by matching you with people who have compatible aura colors. Now, I was fortunate enough to get to meet Pamela, and you know, I always do everybody's name in my head, and I'll tell you, it's very rare that I meet somebody and immediately think, oh, I adore this person. But Pamela is one of those people, and we were so fortunate when we got to meet when we were both invited to go talk in Australia. And she gave me a mini reading that just wowed my socks off. So I am just doubly pleased that you guys get a chance to get to know her. And our number for the call-ins is the same as every week, and it is literally 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. Pamela, welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers.
Hi, Sharon. Nice to speak with you again.
Oh, always my pleasure. Now, when we last talked, you were just getting into things to raise your own vibration. And so I would love to get a catch up because now you're doing telepathy and all kinds of things.
Oh, yeah. Well, yes, I've been doing that for a long time. I go in and out of parallel universes. I am doing remote viewing. I'm teaching people how to bend spoons. I see auras and energy fields. I mean, so there's a whole lot of stuff I'm doing, Sharon. What I've been focused on the last couple years is shifting into a lifestyle where it's filled with ease, joy, freedom, and ease, and not buying into the belief out there that we got to work really hard and you got to struggle and things don't always happen the way you want to. It's like, nah, I'm over that one. So that's the shifting of my vibration that you've been talking about, how to create, how to manifest way more easily and simply with no struggle.
Okay, so if somebody wants to find out how to do that, do they just go to your website, auracolors.com?
Sure. Yeah, I've got all my books around there and an aura color quiz and videos and all kinds of things. Yes, everything's on auracolors.com.
So are you teaching now classes on how to live with more ease and cause manifestation to occur faster?
Well, I've got a lot of the classes that I have done over the years. They're all recorded. They're in like my Quantum Leap course, my Infinite You course, and then I've got all kinds of courses on the aura colors. The one I'm doing now about shifting into, and we can talk about those five levels of manifestation, Sharon, because I feel like they're important. I've written some stuff about it yet. I haven't completed it or put it in a book form yet, but I've also got a lot of things in Infinite You. But the new stage that I'm in right now, I always want to really solidify it and embody it and really know it myself and live it and demonstrate it, and then I start teaching it. But a lot of what I know is already on my other courses that are already online.
Well, I was always amazed when I got to meet you and I realized I already owned some of your books. All of a sudden I was like, hello, ding, ding. You know, the connection was there.
Don't you love synchronicity? That's the way life's supposed to be. It's supposed to be synchronistic and easy and magical.
Okay, so talk to us first about Life Colors, because that's the first book that I got of yours.
Okay, good. Well, first of all, I do see and sense auras. So it's an energy field. And some people actually see the aura. I've seen some kids and adults that said, oh, I used to see it when I was little, but I was told to stop doing that. But it's an energy field. We all radiate off energy. Well, of course, according to Einstein, we are energy equals MC squared, means that matter is energy. So what I've noticed, and by the way, Sharon, not everybody can see the aura, but we all sense it and feel it. That's why you can meet somebody for the first time and feel comfortable around them or like them, and other people you don't even want to be in the same room, you want to pull away. It's because you're feeling their energy field, their auras. So the way I see auras, and some people see it differently, that's okay, just like we taste food differently, okay? I know there are people that like Brussels sprouts, and I know they're not tasting what I'm tasting. So if you if you see aura colors differently than I do, it doesn't mean someone's wrong or right. It just means we're having a different experience. But the information, what is described in the colors, should match. It should fit. So what I see is this beautiful color glowing light that comes off of people. And I see the aura in different colored bands. They're layers that radiate out from the body. And the one or two colors closest to a person's body are what I call, I named the book after it, life colors. Those are the colors that reveal your personality, careers that are going to be fulfilling for you, how you are in relationships, what you need in relationships, potential health issues, how you are with money, all kinds of things are revealed in those two aura colors. And I like to use the example, Sharon, that it's like the astrology chart, right? That a lot of your personality is revealed in those, in your chart, right? And iridology and palmistry and numerology. So we kind of left clues behind when we came here to help us remember why we came and what we were going to do. So that's what I discuss with people and what I share with people and what's on my website and is in my books is what the different aura color, what they mean, what the personality types are like. The outer bands in the aura change all the time according to what's going on with the person at the time. So, for example, if somebody's really angry, a lot of red shows up in the outer bands. That's different than a red life color, which is something a person is born as. And then in the outer bands, once somebody's not angry anymore, that red goes away. So that's what I see. It's a frequency. It's a vibration. It's light. It's energy and light that radiates off of people.
Can you turn that on and off, or is that just always on for you?
I can turn it on and off. And the way I describe it is I explain to people, if you're walking down the street, you're shopping somewhere, you notice everybody walking down the street has got clothes on, I'm assuming. I don't know where you live, but most of them wear clothes where I live. Anyway, you notice that they're all wearing clothes, but you don't always pay attention to who's wearing what color and if that matches their hair or their eyes or whatever. You don't always pay attention to it. So it's the same way with the auras. I don't always pay attention to it. Certain people, like especially people that have violet in their auras are usually so big it's kind of hard to ignore them. Their auras are huge, usually.
So I'm curious to see if violet, it would be matched with people that have a lot of A's in their name, simply because I know that A is one of the letters that holds a lot of spirituality. And the more A's, the more spiritual. And so I look at that. I'm always looking at people that have three or four A's in their name and occasionally more, like Paramahansa Yogananda. So you've got three A's in your name. Do you have violet in your field?
Well, that's funny. You know, my middle name is Anne. So ultimately I have four A's in my name. Well, oddly enough, and I love that you tie in, see, just like astrology and numerology, I love that you tie in the letters and a person's name to help them understand who they are. See, it's another tool. So I am very spiritual. I was born a blue-yellow, and blues are very spiritual too, and I've added violet in my outer bands. So I feel like that probably still relates to your A's, because that's probably part of my soul's plan is to add that violet in my aura.
See, I always think that stuff is fascinating. Sherry Diamond, Sherry, you are on line 5. You are now on air. Do you have a question?
I would love to know about my auras.
Okay, Sherry, let me get tuned into you, okay? This is what I need from you. Tell me your hair color and your eye color. And if you color your hair, tell me the natural and then what you have it colored to. This helps me get a visual of you so I can tune into you.
My natural color is sandy brown. My colored color is similar with a lot of red tints to it now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just how it has developed. And my eye color is a dark brown.
Dark brown, I thought so. I thought I was seeing brown eyes. And I can't always see the, you know, the eye color. Sherry, you're actually violet and yellow. And one of the things I know about you violets, boy, is your violet strong too, sweetie. Violets are visionaries. They're leaders. You guys are very powerful. You violets see things, and you think other people see what you see, and you don't understand because you think it's common sense. So, boy, man, Sherry, when I tune into you, it's funny because you've added green in your outer bands. You weren't born a green because violets can usually multitask. They're leaders. They're visionaries. But there's lots of different things that a violet wants to do. And by the way, violets are usually more independent. But you've added a little bit of green in your outer bands, which I don't always see. That was probably to help your violet because greens are more organized and efficient, and they write lists and they get things done. And typically you violet yellows are not always that organized. And by the way, the yellow that's in your aura, yellows, the way you're doing your yellow, yellows are more creative. It's funny because violets are older souls. So do you understand how you just see things, you sense things, you know things? Because violets are actually very intuitive. Yellows are more creative, more physical. Yeah, but you've added green to help you organize it, to get something done. Does that make sense to you?
Well, I wish I could find the green. I'm still working on the organization.
Well, you've added green to try and get things more organized because violet yellows are not usually very organized. Yellows are more spontaneous and in the present moment, but violets are very spiritual, sweetie, and violets ultimately are here to make a difference on the planet. They want to help improve the quality of life for people. I see them getting involved in things like writing or the media or the arts. Or designers, or they get involved in teaching or psychology, or they get involved in causes. Violets can also get very globally concerned, like, you know, with politics or law or whatever, although yellows don't like politics and law. But you've got a lot of violet in your aura. Does that violet description make sense to you?
Oh, absolutely. So does today. Yeah, I tell
so
people creative is my first creativity. Oh.
Yeah.
Number one creativity for me.
Yeah, yeah, that's what you kept showing me is creativity. Yeah.
Yes. And manifesting. I do not worry because I know all. Yeah.
Sharon, I can hardly hear her. The signal keeps cutting out.
Sherry, you're fading
her?
In and out. She was saying that Sherry was saying that she doesn't
worry
because she
just
trusts the universe.
I'm sorry, what?
She was saying that she didn't worry because she just trusts the universe. Sherry, do you have a quickie question?
If you could tell me what you see in as far as career goes.
Well, okay, so you heard me just say what violets do, right? Yellows are usually, just so you know, Sherry, violets have a big mission here, so they always feel like they need to be doing something. Yellows are big kids at heart. They don't look their age or feel their age, even though violets are old souls. Yellows and violets both don't usually want to do just one thing, sweetie. There's usually variety. So I usually see yellows doing creative projects. I see yellows getting into the healing fields. And I see yellows getting into the physical things like yoga instructors. And the thing you keep showing me that's coming from your heart and soul, now watch what I'm hearing here, is the creative, whether it's writer or creative ideas, but you do have a humanitarian side to you. Yellows, unfortunately, are not always good with money. Violets want money, and yellows, it's not a big priority for them. So I feel like you've got a side to you. This is what I'm hearing from your soul. First of all, don't ever give up on that creative side of you. It's totally in your soul. Second of all, violets can be, oh, my gosh, that yellow takes over sometimes. Do you understand how violets can get involved in helping those less fortunate or writing or doing humanitarian things? I feel like you be careful about getting involved in jobs that are just jobs so you can make a living. Do you understand? I'm looking at more lifestyle that's going to be fulfilling for you versus just jobs. Do you understand that?
Absolutely.
Okay, because here's the bottom line.
Because
I can hear you.
I am unemployable.
Yeah. Well, that's a violet. Violets don't ultimately want to work for other people. They want to do their own projects. And just to fill you in on this, so that's why I was talking about your lifestyle versus, you know, job, career. But violets cannot work just for the money. They have to believe in what they're doing. They have to enjoy it, and there has to be a higher purpose to it. So the one thing your soul keeps showing me is, well, and by the way, when Violet's right, they try to get messages out to people. There's always morals or messages or informing people or educating them. Even if they do it in art forms, they want to touch lives. And that's what you consistently show me versus a job. Does that make sense?
Great. I appreciate it. Yes, I agree.
Well, it's going to be tricky because you're going to trip over that money stuff.
thank you so much for calling in. If you would like to call in, again, our number is 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008.
Hey, Sheryl, can I ask you a quick question? I don't know if you know who that Sherry is, but I'm also getting, remember I told you Violets can be teachers or therapists? I feel like she could even do like readings, tarot readings or astrology readings or psychic readings. She has a very psychic side to her. So I don't know if she's ever thought about doing that or has done that. Do you know Sherry?
I don't know her.
Well, she's got that in her too, other than Violet Yellows a lot of times just want to do their own thing and be by themselves and not be bothered with people. But she does have that ability in her too.
Fabulous. I'm sure when she re-listens to this to make sure she gets all of it, she'll get that piece too. Now, I remember when you gave me the mini reading in Australia, it was like you were telling me what was coming next or what was blocking me. And yet, as my mind would respond to you, I didn't have to say a word. You were then responding to what my thinking was.
Mm-hmm.
It was just amazing to watch. So in your readings, are you doing that with everybody? That's a telepathy.
I'm doing that usually with people, yes. Usually that's what happens. Now, the cool thing about you, Sharon, is you are so open and your aura is so big and you have such a big heart that you were easier to read because you wanted the information and you were open and you're more intuitive and psychic. Some people, it's a little bit more delicate. They're more shut down. They're more guarded. And so I'm more cautious and take slower steps with them because they're not as open. Does that make sense to you?
Sure, because they have more walls up.
Yes, yes. So they're not always as easy to read, and sometimes I can, you know, anyway, it's a little bit harder to get information, but it, more often than not, when I get on a flow, it just starts flowing out.
Wow, I was just, I mean, I just re-listened to that reading not very long ago because you were kind enough that we taped it. And I thought, hopefully I've come far.
Well, you know, you're making progress, right? You're making progress.
Well, I think we all should be making progress, right?
Well, I feel like what you do is like two or three steps forward and then maybe pause or maybe feel like you've gone backwards a step and then you breathe again and you start moving forward again. All I know is you're showing up and doing the best you can, sweetie. So would I say that about everyone, that they're really making progress? No.
I wish, right?
No, that's not true. Some people just like, no, I feel safe right here. I don't want to change. I don't want to do anything. It's too scary out there in the world, and I'm just going to sit here and have problems and just want to talk about my problems.
You know, that's like going to class reunions. When you go to a class reunion, there's some that you think, wow, look at how much this person's progressed since high school or since college when you last saw them. And then there's others and you think, we got stuck at age 13 or 18 or, you know, or the minute you got comfortable in the job, you thought, okay, that's it. I don't have to grow anymore.
That's it. That's exactly what I meant by that. You're right on.
You know, and I always looked at that and I thought, wow, you're missing out.
Well, that's, you know, spoken like a true yellow violet, Missy, because violets are always growing and expanding and exploring. And certain colors like tans and blues, a lot of times, they're fine just status quo. They just want security and same and familiarity. I mean, matter of fact, tans don't like change at all. They don't even like it if you change the furniture around in the house. It's like, why did you move that chair away from there? I could see the TV perfectly fine right there. Why did you do that? So some colors don't really want to change, and it's not their, and in all fairness to them, it's not a judgment. It's not what they came here to do. They came here for a different reason, and so it's okay. I mean, we those of us that have violet in our aura, we're like, what are you crazy? Look at, there's such a big world. Come on, keep growing. And tans are like, no, fine, right here. I learned what I needed in school, and now I'm fine, and that's all I need to do, and just give me a job and a paycheck and leave me alone.
Pamela, do you look at states as a whole, like I know Nancy Ann Tappy's work, which was the first time I connected colors with vibrations, was because of her work. And I was looking at that and thinking, she does, like, the state of California is green. In your vision, do different states have different colors?
Yes, they do. That's funny because Nancy and I usually see the same colors, same with Barbara Bowers. I've noticed a little bit of difference with Nancy. But in my experience, because yellows are all about fun and sun and they need, you know, warmer climates and they want to go play all the time and they need to be able to be outdoors, Southern California, in my experience, is very yellow. Northern California is more violet with a little touch of green, because violets are the visionaries. That's where, you know, the peace movement and the music scene and the culture, that's very violet, like San Francisco, a little touch of green. So violets are more about culture and expanding and making a difference on the planet. Northern California, to me, has been more violet with a little touch of green. I see more green energy. Now, remember, this is how I perceive the aura colors. Greens are very type A driven business, Wall Street, money, accomplish, drive, CEOs, business. So I see New York as more green and the West Coast being a little bit more yellow with some violet. New York City is predominantly green. We got Wall Street there with a little touch of violet. Violets are also entertainers, so then we've got Broadway there. But that's been my experience. Like Mexico is very yellow, Arizona has got a lot of yellow. Colorado's yellow and tan. Of course, you know, yellows, they like their addictions. So starting out pot smoking in Colorado, well, duh. So yellows want to have fun and be out in nature and hike and, you know, drink beer, smoke pot. On the downside, on the positive side, yellows like to exercise and be in nature.
So it all comes balancing out. We have Becky on line four, Becky H., you are on air with us. Welcome. Do you have a question for Pamela?
Well, I'm not quite sure. I'm not quite sure.
Okay, so let me ask for you, what's in the best interest for her to know now?
Okay, well, let me look at Becky. You said Becky, right?
Uh-huh.
Becky, what, mm-hmm. what color hair and eyes do you have so I can tune into you?
I have brown hair and brownish, very dark brown hair. And brown eyes.
Dark brown hair and brown eyes. Okay. Wow, mm-hmm. Sharon, look at, because you've got violet and yellow in your aura, you attract a lot of violets to your show. Becky, you have a lot of violet, too. Okay? Did you? I don't know if you heard when I said before, but do you see how violets see things, they sense things? You guys just think it's common sense because you can see
right.
so far.
Yeah.
And you don't understand why other people can't see that far. It's like...
Yep.
And you've got, and by the way, violets have a lot of compassion. They want people to be okay. You violets have a lot of compassion even globally. But violets tend to be like directors and leaders and visionaries. And mm-hmm. even with family, you guys want the best for your family. You want education. You want everything to be okay. Now, one of the things I'm picking up with you, Becky, you're so cute. You're very good at what you do, Becky. You feel very efficient. Like you get things done. One of the things I know about you, Violet, so pay attention to this, okay? You might not have hit this yet, but one of the things I know about Violets is you guys tend to outgrow things. You do things for a while, and if Violets keep doing the same old, same old, same old, boy, do you guys get bored and restless. You understand?
Oh, that's so true. Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing with you. So, and do you understand how Violets need to make a difference here? So you guys are natural therapists. You're great advice givers, great writers, things that make a difference. And you keep showing me those elements in you. Does that resonate?
Yes, very much so. Very much so. I'm in a whole time of change right now, big time.
That's exactly right. And one of the things I feel so let me show you the two little pieces I'm picking up from you. Number one, I feel like you already know a lot. You're natural at your intuition and kind of your common sense and being able to move forward. And simultaneously, I feel like you're in a good time of learning something new, expanding and learning. And you Violets can learn on the job or just being around it, but I keep hearing, man, Becky, you've got a lot of intuition, okay?
Yes, you've hit me right on the nose.
Yeah,
What's going on?
Trust your intuition, sweetie. Violets can get accused of being unrealistic dreamers, even by themselves. Like, if I do that, if I quit my safe or I move on, how am I going to make money? What's it going to look like? Do I know how to do that? And I go, oh, no, don't do that. Don't question your Violet. Get your Violet in charge and then go, okay, that's what I feel, that's what I sense. And by the way, you Violets have to have alone time so you can get in touch with your heart and soul and your higher self and wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
so that you know which way to mm-hmm. go. So I feel like you've already been feeling, a call towards doing some. And by the way, it's not just one thing, okay? It's a couple of outlets, like making a difference, touching lives, getting involved in causes or teaching or directing or something.
Yep.
But also some mm-hmm. of that, your own personal time, so that you can grow and maybe express yourself creatively through writing or something. So give yourself that balance, but find what, oh, this is cute. I love it. I can't finish sentences with Violet. So I always go, 150, okay, I got it. If you want to really give, know which way to go, listen to the advice you'd be giving to somebody else. But go for it. Believe in your dreams. You can do this. You Violets give the best advice to other people. Listen to the advice you're giving to other people, and you're going to know what mm-hmm. you need to do.
That's wonderful. Oh, thank you so much.
That makes
can
sense.
I add two bits on your name? Becky, your name,
pardon
I love this. When Pamela was saying, that you get bored, you got to do something for a while and you get bored. In your name, it says that you're really fast on your feet, that you're a really good thinker. You think very quickly on your feet. Mm-hmm. But that you're very competitive. And once you've gotten to the best at something, it's like, okay, I've already proved myself, next.
Right, it's true. That's so true about me. Yes, very true.
You can do it, Becky. Trust your intuition. Violets have to live bigger, more unusual. They can't just stay in the box. They have to keep expanding and growing and learning outside the box. The box traps you guys
and bores
you. But
people don't understand. Family doesn't understand. People,
well,
friends
let me give you
don't
this.
Understand.
Becky, let me give you this to help you with it and validate you, okay? Violets are supposed to be demonstrating and leading the way and showing people, demonstrating that it's possible to live your dreams, to listen to your intuition and your higher self, and go for that. Violets are supposed to show people and teach by example. So it's not about, you guys are the leaders and the visionaries. You're not the followers.
Mm-hmm.
So you're there to show people how to do it, okay, not to follow how everyone else is doing it.
That's true.
Okay.
Yes, and that
Becky,
makes
thank
that makes
you
a lot of
so
sense.
Thank you so much
thank
for
you.
Calling in. It's so appreciated.
Thank you very
I hope
much.
You have a wonderful evening. We have Dorota on the line. We're going to take Dorota, and then we're going to do our short little commercial break. Remember, if you would like to ask Pamela a question, you can do so by calling 888-627-6008. Dorota, you are on air. Welcome.
Hi, Sharon. How are you?
We're doing well on this end. It's good to hear from you. You want to tell Pamela the color of your hair and the color of your eyes so that she can peek in on you?
Sure. It's my hair is brown and my eyes are green.
Brown and green, huh? And it's how do you pronounce your name?
Oh, it's Dorota.
Dorota.
It's a Polish name.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Dorota, first of all, you feel so petite to me. You have a great sense of humor. I feel like sometimes you have to stuff your humor because other people don't get it, but you are so fun. You remind me of a little, like a little hummingbird or something. You're just so cute. And this is what I'm picking up from you, sweetie. It's like, I feel like, and I'm going to be blunt now, okay? You're such a sweetheart. You got a kind heart. You've got good intentions. You've got really, really good in you. And I feel like you haven't been able to live your potential yet. Almost like you've been raised to think you're supposed to stay in the box or think small or be ordinary or fit in with everyone else. And I go, sweetie, you feel more talented, more funny, more free-spirited. And again, I feel like you've been kind of raised to think more domesticated or more regular or more fit in with everybody and think like everyone else. And I go, sweetie, you don't think like everyone else. You're so cute. You're different. You're unusual.
Wow.
Does that make sense to you?
Everything that you're saying makes sense. Sharon would agree.
Let me brag a little bit on Dorota. She did the banner that's on the top of my website, and she did my sizzle reel. She's incredibly gifted.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too. You're very gifted. But do you understand when I say I feel like sometimes you get a little bit, restless, like what I was going to say, like, okay, this is good, but I feel like there's more I could do. Oh, but I guess this is it. This is what I do. This is what I could do. No, but there's something more I feel like you feel drawn to do, and you can't figure out how to do it. Somebody put you in this glass jar and said, okay, follow this, and I go, that's what I heard, too, Sharon, is that she's way more talented, way more free-spirited, way more adventurous. I feel like there's this part of you that could go help other people feel loved or inspire them. And I keep hearing the word travel with you. I feel, and then see, then I see you limiting yourself. I keep going, travel, I want to travel, I want to go to the other countries. Oh, but the money, and I got to be responsible, and how am I going to do that? Do you see how you talk yourself out of things?
I'm right now I'm shocked, because it's almost as if you're saying everything that is in my brain. So, it's unbelievable.
I told it's you guys really she was good.
Yes, well, you're amazing.
Oh, thank you. Well, find little ways. I know money can hold you back, but mostly it's, you know what, you're creative enough to come up with creative ways to do it. I hate to see you get to the end of your life and go, oh, I didn't get to go do that, and I really wanted to do that, but I guess that's reality, and you don't get to have everything you want. And I go, no, we want you to have fun and be cute and go touch other lives and make them, you know, happy and make them think and be yourself. I just hope you find a creative way to make that possible. Even if it looks impossible, you're more creative than that, sweetie.
Wow. Thank you so much for that. It resonates in every way.
Cool.
Dorota, I'm going to be in New York City in the 12th through the 16th of December. Mark off time for me, and I'll be glad to help show you how to do some of what Pamela's talking about.
Oh, my gosh. We're definitely going to meet. We will connect for sure.
Okay.
And Pamela,
sounds
may
good.
I ask you what aura you see, what color you see?
Oh, God, you're like a little freaking walking rainbow. I saw so many colors around you. So you said dark brown hair, brown eyes.
Green eyes.
Okay. Well, it's funny. I definitely know some of that spunky little creative yellow in there. And yellows don't always, you know, aren't good with money. And they don't like being told what to do, even though they're funny and they're pleasers. And you're a sweetheart. Guy, you've got so many colors, it's confusing me. So I see a little touch of violet. That's the part that wants to travel, because violets like to travel. I see a little touch of green, but I'm not convinced you were born a green. Like I told the earlier caller, greens try to stay organized and efficient and focus on making money and be responsible. And I go, sweetie, I don't feel like that's the real you. I feel like that's the side of you that's trying to make your life work, but it's not making you fully happy. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I feel like you've got a little touch of crystal, and crystals are very sensitive. They can't always be around a lot of people, but you're not really crystal. A little bit
is
of blue in there. Blue's like people and relationships. It's like, I swear to you, I'm seeing like four or five colors around you.
Wow. Is that good?
It's not good or bad. It's just you trying to get along with everyone and please everyone and fit into society and figure out how to make a living and do what's right. But my first hit is that you were actually born yellow and violet. I feel like you added all the rest of those colors to please other people or to get along with people here, to fit in.
Wow, you're amazing, really. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks. Go
have
fun. Yellow.
Hope you have a great evening.
Thanks.
Eric, stay
Thank
online.
You
are next right after this short minute commercial. So, Eric, hold on. You're coming in right after the commercial.
How would you like to be able to read other people's minds? Well, the next best thing is here. When you know how to read a person's name, you know how the person thinks, feels, and behaves. Each letter in our name holds a key to unlock our true essence. Our name contains both our gifts and challenges in this lifetime. Nemology science discovers personality secrets hidden in the placement of the letters of our names, including the first and last impression people remember about us. Sharon shows us how to interpret the arrangement of letters as outlined in her book, Know the Name, Know the Person. Sharon Lynn Wyeth created Nemology Science after 18 years of research and testing her theories, and has supported thousands of people around the world in understanding themselves and others better. You'll enjoy Sharon's unique teachings as she shares her system to learn the gifts behind your given birth name. Even if you don't like your birth name, there are jewels in this book. If you're thinking of changing your name, ready to name your child, or wanting to get along better with others, this is the book for you. If you'd like to improve your relationships and change your life for the better, get the book today, Know the Name, Know the Person, or visit www.knowthename.com. That's www.knowthename.com.
Welcome back to Know the Name, Know the Answers. This is your host, Sharon Lynn Wyatt, who can be reached on my website, knowthename.com. We have the wonderful Pamela Ostley with us. Her website is auracolors.com. And for all of us that aren't great spellers, it's aura is A-U-R-A colors.com. Of course, you can find out all kinds of information about Pamela on the link on my website on knowthename.com under the schedule page and today's date. And that'll give you all the links to all of her wonderful things. So it makes it easier to find her just in case you're doing something right now where you can't write it down. Okay, so you can always find the guest and their information on the website, knowthename.com, on the schedule page. Okay, Eric, you have been wonderfully patient. Welcome. And please give Pamela the color of your hair and the color of your eyes.
Well, first of all, good evening to both of you. My eyes and hair are both brown.
Is it your hair, dark brown, light brown, medium brown?
Both of them dark brown.
Dark brown. Okay, and you said Eric, right?
That's correct,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
Eric with a K.
Okay. Let me tune in, Eric. You've learned there's an outer band in your aura that's learned how to think for yourself, and good guy in there, but I can definitely feel a little bit of guard up, so I'm trying to be respectful here.
Let me see if I can drop that. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I feel like you've had to do it for your professionalism or, you know, just to think for yourself, so it's not a judgment. I'm just being respectful. Mm-hmm. I do feel, see, Sharon, when you've got violet in your aura, you're going to attract other violets to your show, okay? So, Eric, I do feel like it's funny because I'm feeling, now you guys, just so you know, I see 14 different aura colors. So the fact that some of the same aura color people keep calling in, that's Sharon's fault, okay? But and Sharon, maybe at some point we can,
She's an addiction, that's why.
Yeah, Sharon, at some point maybe we can touch on the different aura colors just briefly so if people can't get through, they can at least kind of resonate with some of the colors. So,
okay.
Eric, again, great consciousness, intelligent, compassion. I feel like, honestly, you were born violet. You've added a color. I feel like there might be some yellow under there. Yellows usually need to exercise, be out in nature, whatever. But I keep picking up some green and tan in your aura, and I feel like that's for you to, again, tans and greens are more logical, practical, make a living, be responsible, don't let people down. But my first hit, and again, I see 14 different aura colors, you guys. My first hit is that you were born violet and yellow. You've got a beautiful essence to you. You've got kindness. But tans tend to go into their own heads and think about things. And you've really learned how to do that. Does that make sense to you?
I'm an engineer by trade. So
That's a tan. I was just going to tell you, tans I see doing things like computer programmers, engineers, accountants, bookkeepers. They're very factual, very intelligent, you know, but it's very step one, step two, step three, get the paycheck, be grounded, be practical. That's what I ran into when I first tuned into you. So that's why I went, okay, because tans think before they speak, okay, and even then they don't always speak, but I feel more compassion coming out of you. So I feel like you were born yellow and violet, and you've really learned how to be a tan. And you're a good tan. You're responsible. You're kind to people. But you've definitely...
I do my best.
Yeah, you do. And by the way, well, you understand how tans will analyze things? And I feel like you do think a lot before you talk, but I do feel like if we got into a conversation, you'd start opening up and share more. So that's a violet thing. You got great energy, kiddo, and you're doing a great tan job. And remember that I said ultimately, now tans don't like what I'm going to say next. Ultimately, violets would prefer, well, you've got some independence at work, so that's okay. Violets usually want to work for themselves and do their own projects. Tans like security and stability. Are you pretty independent with your work, even if you're working with the company?
Well, as a matter of fact, the team that I'm currently working with is very self-directed, which is really cool. So that gives me a lot of leverage to not only get the job done, but get it done in ways that are, you know, any way that I can improve the process, I've got pretty much the freedom to do so, just as long as it's within general parameters. So, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Because violets are visionaries. They see the bigger picture. They see more holographic, like the big picture. And then tans
want the
facts, the logic, the data, the step-by-step, So the good news is you having the freedom to kind of be a little bit more, you know, independent is allowing you to be more visionary.
Yeah, that's you fit the nail right on the head. As a matter of fact, it took me a long time to try to find that balance, basically. And when you said that I'm a compassionate person, yeah, you're definitely right. But, you know, also that's kind of polarized with just don't step on my toes and piss me off on purpose because of the fact that if you start a fight with me, I'll finish it.
Yeah. Well, violence like justice. Violence do not like being talked down to.
Yeah.
They like justice and fairness. And like I said, they don't understand why people don't see what they see. But you've also got yellow in your aura, and yellows don't like conflict. Yellows don't like being told what to do. Okay, we you know, we're pleasers, but we ultimately don't like being told what to do, and violets don't like being talked down to. Yeah, tans will follow the rules. Tans will go, what's the project? What do we need to get done? Okay, I got it. And you guys will be grounded and practical and get the job done.
Right. Yeah. What's interesting, Eric, is your name has technology all the way through it. So it doesn't, you know, it doesn't surprise me that you're an engineer because your name reads like you would be really good with technology.
Yeah, I've, you know, most of my adult career has been, you know, for the past quarter century, actually almost 26 years, God, has been in IT. So, yeah, I've definitely, you know, I mean, that and when I'm, you know, also a musician, I happen to, you know,
there's
do a lot of mastering of my own material. Yeah. yeah, and I'm also, of course, writing a book, which is kind of bridges both worlds as well. So, yeah. So, yeah, you pretty much hit me right on the head. Basically.
Yeah, there's the true yellow-violet secret trick. But that's a yellow-violet. They're musicians, writers. That's why I said they're more creative. But the tan, it's okay. Now watch this conflict. Violets can be leaders. Violets can be the head and the visionary of a project where yellows and tans like, I don't want to be in charge. I don't want people to not like me. I don't want the responsibility. Just tell me what needs to be done and I'll do it. So you got both sides to you, Eric.
Yeah, it you know, it's interesting. I'm reading a really cool book called The Dichotomy of Leadership, which is basically because I've been a team lead, I've been a manager before and stuff like that, and I've learned some very interesting lessons. And I don't think I'm done yet doing that sort of thing. So, you know,
I continue
to educate myself as far as that's concerned. So
exactly right. That's what I hear. And violets, if you talk, violets can talk down to people or get frustrated. Except for when you guys are in power. When you're in power, you're very diplomatic. You inspire people to be on the team. You listen to people. Violets in power are more diplomatic, and they're like mediators, but they're still the visionary and the boss. So as long as you keep that balance, you'll do great. If you start getting frustrated with people, oh, that's when you got to watch out because violets can get impatient, frustrated that people don't see it. Did you not hear me? That's a violet.
Yeah, especially when it comes to the younger generations. Oh, my God, yeah. It's like, why don't you see the logic of what I'm trying to show you? You know, that sort of thing.
And with that,
yeah,
we're
totally
going to say thank you for calling in, Eric.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure to have you on the show again, Eric. Amy, hold on. You are on next, but hold on. We just want to give a few other colors first. So, Pamela, what's blue?
Blues are, well, let me start this way, Sharon, so that I can help some of the people out there that want to be organized. I see 14 different aura colors, and I categorize them into three categories. The physical colors, and those are the colors that get what's real through their physical bodies. Those are red, orange, magenta, and yellow. And then there are the logical, the mental colors, and those are four different types of tans, logical tan, environmental tan, abstract tan, and sensitive tan, and greens. Those are the colors that get what's real through the intellect, through facts, through information, by thinking about it. And then there are the spiritual, emotional colors, and those are the colors that get what's real through their intuition, their inner vision, their emotional energy, their spiritual side, or any of those. And those are blues, violets, indigos, crystals, and lavenders. So blues, and I happen to be a blue-yellow who's added violet, blues, and you got some blues listening, blues are the most emotional, nurturing caretakers on the planet. They're typically teachers, counselors, nurses. Blues value relationships, love, and spirituality more than anything. Every blue knew there was a higher source, a God, whatever you want to say, when they were children, very spiritual, very loving, very emotional, very psychic, very intuitive. They give and give and give from their hearts. And we, blues, by the way, blues are the most emotional. Blues can watch commercials and tear up. Okay, they cry when they're angry, when they're happy, when they're sad, when, for no reason at all. It's like blues, that's what they do, is cry. Yellows laugh at everything, blues cry.
You know, that is so fascinating, because different times, I think, you know, you're in a movie or something and the whole audience starts crying. So it must have been produced by blues.
Well, no, most filmmakers are violets. That's, they get into the media a lot, in the entertainment business. A lot of actors are that way. But blues, no, blues don't usually get into that field, except for there are a few exceptions, some blue yellows. We've got Ellen DeGeneres, Goldie Hawn, Meg Ryan, Jennifer Aniston, Kate Hudson. Those are blue yellows. They're like the sweet girl next door, right? But blues, I can tell you this. If you're in a room and you're like doing a workshop or whatever and one blue starts to cry, all the rest of the blues in the room will start crying with her.
I always thought that was just a sympathetic nerve. You know,
I mean, but blues are more sensitive. Blues have a big, big heart. Their whole mission on the planet is to give love and to experience love. And blues have a hard time saying no. They can end up being doormats because they don't want to hurt anybody or feel like people think they're selfish or cold. So blues just give, give, give. They're not good at saying no.
Oh, bless their hearts. It's a good thing we got blues around.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Amy, you're on. Thanks for your patience. What's color hair and color eyes to give to Pamela so she can tune into you?
I have blonde hair, and I think I have, like, hazel eyes.
Is that green-blue or green-brown to you?
Probably green-brown.
Green-brown. And what's your name?
Amy.
Amy, okay, so you said blondish hair and kind of green-brown eyes, right? Okay, first of all, you've definitely got that spunky, rebellious yellow in you. And yellows don't like being told what to do. I'm trying to see what your other, oh God, the fact that I use try means that you've got some green in your outer bands in there. Greens are smart, they're quick, they're bright, they're organized, they're efficient. Yellows want more freedom. Stay with me, Amy, okay? Your energy keeps pulling away. So that means to me that, whoa, what I want to say to you, Amy, is have you noticed that you know things, you think things, you're smart enough to figure things out and people don't always listen to you? So a lot of times you feel like you got to do it on your own because they just don't listen to you. That's the first thing that when I really went deep, I went, dang, girl, you're really smart. You know things. You intuit things. You get things done. But, man, people don't listen to you. So that's been a frustration for you in this lifetime, especially, oh, God, that was so funny. You switched before I even got to finish that sentence. That's how quick. Greens go 1, 2, I got it, 10. Let's go. Come on. What I was going to say is I feel like you've gone through phases where you have felt disrespected, possibly even with men or friends, disrespected, frustrated. Greens, they don't like to be dits. They don't like to be disrespected, okay? But I feel like you've also encountered this balance where it's like now you're being more discerning about who you're going to hang with, who you're going to let be friends. So you're growing on that one, so it's not like they're getting your goat as much anymore. You just get more deflective or walled off, go, you know what, never mind, I'm not going to deal with them. But, boy, I'll tell you, some people can still tick you off. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, everything you said is, like, absolutely accurate.
Yeah, well, you're smart. And by the way, Amy, I keep hearing, I feel like you've got something in you that's smart that I feel like you haven't fully. Now, I can't finish sentences with you. You are such a quick thinker. I feel like you've got projects in there that you haven't gotten to yet. And so what I want to say is be careful because greens can get over-analytical or critical even of themselves. They tend to be perfectionists. And yellows, if they're not happy or if they're afraid, they will procrastinate. So I feel like you've got the intelligence, the creative intuition. You've got all kinds of stuff in there to be able to pull off some projects. But greens don't like to fail. So be your own best support and figure out how to do it. Guy, you are so funny how you sometimes have to just wall everybody else off so you can figure out what to do, what projects you want to do, and how to get it done yourself. I am so sorry, and that's a blues theme song, by the way. I'm a blue. Blues apologize for things. I am so sorry that if you have had a rough time with people not respecting you and not seeing who you really are, not acknowledging all your intelligence and skills, and at the same time, I'm going to say I trust your soul knew what it was doing by being so quick and so independent and so competent. So I want to say challenge yourself to see how many of these projects that I feel you've got in you that you could get done. Be careful. I want to warn you against just giving up because, yeah, you could justify, well, I didn't want to do it anyway, and where would it go, and I couldn't make money, blah, 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 blah. And I go, yeah, but I hope you don't get disappointed in yourself by not giving it your best shot because you got what it takes, girl. You really do. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, my gosh. I feel like you're my shadow, honestly. That was amazing. Yeah, that really made perfect sense to me.
Yeah, and it is better for you most of the time to do it on your own because you know yourself better and you know what you're thinking and what you're doing. Occasionally, it's okay to get feedback from other people that you know who you know are going to be supportive and give you good ideas, not people that are going to go, oh, yeah, great, and all the while you feel like they're judging you. Don't even share your info with those people. Don't even go there because they don't know what you know.
Amy, hey, if I can make one wish for you, I want you to believe in yourself.
I know. Be living in myself. Believe in myself. I am so working on this.
That's you know what? Word. Instead of working on it, how about playing with it? It's so much more fun to play than to work.
Oh, yeah. My little Leo loves to play. You know
that's
that.
The yellow. That's the yellow. Playing. Yeah. You know what, Amy? Just show up and do the best you can. At least you'll know you gave it your all. And I can tell you this. Even if you come into obstacles, go around the boulders. Keep going. Flow around it like water. Don't let something hard, you know, because you honestly, your soul wanted a different challenge in this lifetime. I hate to sound judgmental of anybody else, but you didn't want to be one of those boring little do what everybody else does people. You wanted the extra challenge. You wanted to do something to show you who you are and what you are capable of doing. So go for it. Play with it. Keep a sense of humor, but keep flowing around the rocks.
Yeah, I got to go
right,
get a pet
block. Thanks for calling in, Amy. I've got to catch you off there. We've got one more call we want to squeeze in. Got a brand new caller on our new call line, and that is Tamisa. And Tamisa, welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers. And as you're coming on, I want to say again, Pamela Ostley's website is auracolors.com, A-U-R-A. You can reach her there at auracolors.com. Also, there's a link on my website on the schedule page on today's date. Because as you've all been able to witness, Pamela's just awesome, awesome. And so, okay, Tamisa, what color hair and what color eyes? Oh, it says she dropped. Oops. That's interesting. I will tell you that she has, I know her, she has brown hair with a little bit of reddish tint and brown eyes.
Do you know what nationality?
I do, but I've forgotten. Okay, she says she's back.
Okay.
Tamisa, are you
yes.
on with us? Okay.
I am. What I dropped the call after I got in. Sorry.
That's okay. What nationality are you?
Oh, gosh. Irish, English.
Okay. That's what I thought I was going up in those islands. Okay, so let me hear it from you so I can watch your energy, okay? What color hair and eyes do you have?
I have red hair and dark brown eyes.
It dyed red hair?
Well, I'm natural red, and I had my color matched before it kind of started going gray, so it's colored.
That's okay.
About
I got
exact,
you. I got you.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you pronounce it Tamisa?
Tamisa.
Tamisa. You know what, Tamisa? Here we go. We got another yellow violet on my hand on our hands here. Tamisa, you have a lot of compassion to you. I don't know if you ever got into the helping healing fields or the teaching fields, but you have really a lot of depth and compassion. You are an awesome friend. I feel like, you know, even though you got violet in your aura, and violets are not always patient, I feel like you've got so much humanitarian compassion to you that you would over and over again still try to help somebody, and I don't always see that with violets. Did you ever get involved in the helping, healing, or teaching fields or anything? Because that's kind of natural to your soul.
I think I'm always a helper and helping people and volunteering and sharing.
Yeah,
it's
who your soul is. It's who your soul is. Now, remember, I don't know if you've heard earlier that I said violets can outgrow things, so they always feel like they've got more to do. Okay, more to do, more projects. Oh, you're so cute. So it's like more projects. I could reach more people. I could help more people. Oh, but what about my family? What about my family? I should be helping them. What about my family? No, no, no. I could still do projects. So you're one of those people that I feel like you can do that violet thing of either staying really focused and have your attention on what you're doing, or you can get really scattered because I can see you out there going, oh, I got to do this, and I got to do this, and what's next, and blah, blah, blah. Violets can get very scattered and start going in five different directions at the same time. But then you've got this other side that I feel like, okay, you're calm, you're getting it done, you're nice and focused, you're smiling, you're breathing, you're doing your job. Do you see both sides of you in that?
I do. Yeah. Very, very accurate, yes.
Yeah. Well, the biggest word I keep hearing coming out of you is compassion. And the second one I'm going to say to you is, I feel like I agree with you, you have more to do. I feel like you have a natural way shower and teacher in you that you could help other people believe in themselves and help them accomplish something. So I want to say, sweetie, it's not about age. You, Violet, you're here. You're humanitarian. You're here to make a difference. And I feel like you've got that in you. And you can go travel and go have fun with your family at times and have a life, but I still feel like you've got more to do. Does that make sense?
That totally does. Absolutely. Yep.
Thank now, you. I have to laugh, Pamela, because we just had dinner in Arizona when I was there together, and both of us were saying we're never going to retire.
But that's a violet. I was just going to say those exact words. Violets don't ever retire. Yellows want to retire and have fun and play. But violets are like, oh, but there's people, and we got to help. And what about the children, or what about the animals, or what about the environment? We got to make a difference here. Yeah, violets, that's retirement is not really. Let's just put it this way. Violets always have to contribute and feel like they're making a difference always, or they feel they can get unhappy or restless.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, so if the yellow wants to retire, that's not in the cards for me, but it is about having fun no matter what I'm doing. So
That's right. No, but I can say balance. I'm going to say you can still have some fun. Didn't you hear me say you can have some fun with friends or family, or you know, go places and do something.
Yeah.
You get to have a life. The key word there is balance.
Yes, I was clarifying. Yes, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
It's
keep
all
a
about
balance.
Fun.
You need to do that. It's help. And plus, then you can teach other people it's okay to have, you know, come from their hearts and keep a balance.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Very good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Sharon. Sharon! I say that every time. Okay, thanks.
Hey, and by the way, Sharon, that last one, I forgot to tell her, she's got blue in her outer bands.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, the blues are the volunteers.
Who is that, me or?
Yeah, no,
yeah.
You. I didn't know
person.
If you were still there. You have a lot of blue in your outer bands. Blues are very intuitive and psychic, but they're very compassionate, and they're helpers. You know, they always want to support people and help. That's why I said you have a lot of patience in there.
Well, guys, this show to a wrap. Thank you, Tamisa, for calling in. Pamela, thank you so much for joining us. Again, everybody, if you would like to get in contact with Pamela, she gives the most awesome readings. The website where you can contact her through is auracolors.com, auracolors.com. Again, you can always find that on my website, knowthename.com, on the schedule page. It'll let you know where you can just click, and it'll connect you directly over to Pamela's site. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. This is your host for Know the Name, Know the Answers, Sharon Lynn Wyeth, signing off. Good night now.